At this hour, a campaign to raise money to have a monument of Fort Smith native General William Orlando Darby created and installed in a Fort Smith park is beginning. The members of the General Darby Legacy Project are announcing their plans today, the 103rd anniversary of the general's birth. General Darby is perhaps best known for his organization of the 1st Ranger Battalion during World War II. Liz Armstrong is the co-vice president of the project, and I talked to her this week in advance of today's announcement. The city already has a junior high named after General Darby, and a new mural of the general can be seen downtown. Now, the General Darby Legacy Committee is planning for another honor.
We are working on commissioning a monument of General Darby on his Harley-Davidson that they used during the war for him to be able to go in between troops. And it will be in Cisterna Park on Garrison Avenue in Fort Smith. It'll be a bronze monument about 1 1/4 life size.
What will it take to have this monument created and then permanently placed in the park?
Well, we've already received a proclamation from the city of Fort Smith, permission to put it into Cisterna Park. We have received our partnership with Park Partners of Fort Smith Incorporated. They are a nonprofit and they do projects for the parks in Fort Smith, and they are partnering with us so that we can immediately start our fundraising campaign.
Any idea how much money you'll need to raise?
We have sent out a call to artists, and we are looking at approximately $200,000 would be probably a very close range of what it's going to take.
You know, of course, the city of Fort Smith has that brand or relatively new statue of Bass Reeves. To have Bass Reeves sort of at one end of the city and then further up the road to have a monument to General Darby, that'd be quite something, wouldn't it?
Well, we look at it, they're two different heroes, 19th century and 20th century on each end. I think it's going to be a great addition to Fort Smith, and I think it'll bring a lot of Rangers from all over the United States. We do plan on doing a all-era Ranger reunion when we do the unveiling.
And do you have a timetable, or is it a little too early for that?
It's a little too early, but we are shooting for about 2 years. If everything is going as well as it is looking like it's going to, we would love to be able to do it within the 2 years, but we will just work on it until it's finished.
You and I are talking before the open house that's taking place, actually, as this is airing at the Fort Smith Museum of History. There are plenty of pieces of memorabilia from General Darby's life at the museum, aren't there?
Yes, there are. His sister, Doris Nell Watkins, donated everything that she had as far as military and personal effects of General Darby to the museum approximately 30 years or so ago. I happened to work at the museum when I was in high school and had the honor of helping type some of the catalog cards and part of the collection. When my husband was a ranger instructor at Fort Benning, Georgia, they were putting together a ranger museum, and they called the museum in Fort Smith, Arkansas for copies because we had the largest collection at the Fort Smith Museum of History on General Darby.
When you go to the website darbylegacyproject.com, on the front page you have a picture of General Darby, and I take it that is he's on the Harley in that picture?
Yes, sir. That's a 1942 WLA Harley-Davidson. We have spoke with Harley-Davidson corporate, and they have given us preliminary approval. They said that there's no type of copyright infringements or anything. We wanted to make sure with that, and they've offered any help that they can do because it's a secondary part of the monument. There should be no problems, and they've offered to even let us come to the factory if we need to get any other information on the bike or any measurements or anything like that, because they have the same scale motorcycle right there.
And you mentioned there's a call to artists. Is this open nationally, internationally?
It is open to anyone. We are really hoping to stay Arkansas artists if at all possible. Of course, we want to go with quality, but we have so many quality artists in the state of Arkansas that are sculptors that we feel like we can pull from that base. But we would like to stay in the region at least. As you mentioned, Derby Junior High, the principal of the school is our chairman mm-hmm. of the committee, and we want to involve the students in this. So if the artist is somewhat local, we would be able to have students go see it or be a part of it in some process.
Finally, I don't mean this as a criticism, but it's on one hand somewhat surprising there isn't a monument already, isn't it?
I agree. That's what everyone has thought. I think it's long overdue. He is revered and is respected by so many people. The Ranger community, the U.S. Army Ranger community, is so aware of what his sacrifices were and of all the Rangers in World War II. When they graduate from Ranger School and go through the course, there is a Camp Darby at Fort Benning, Georgia. They have the obstacle course, which is the Darby Queen. There was a Navy ship, the General Darby. There's just so many things that are in his honor, but we think that right in center of Fort Smith, Arkansas, Garrison Avenue, it's the most fitting tribute that we can do.
Liz Armstrong is the co-vice president of the General Darby Legacy Project. Today, the committee announced plans to raise money for the creation and installation of a monument honoring General Darby. You can learn more online at darbylegacyproject.com.